Block for He's So Worth It Ministries, October 7th, 2020. What will we be doing in heaven? I'm too curious for my own good. I want to know everything I can about the wonderful God who saved me. Don't you? I want to know all the details of the early years of Jesus' life, the parting of the Red Sea, and the tale of Jonah and the whale. Questions, questions, and more questions. But one of the biggest questions most of us have is, what will we be doing in heaven? I'm no theologian, but God gave me and you an imagination. I think it's okay to theorize what heaven will be like, provided our ideas don't contradict His word in any way, or we assume that our theory is right. If it helps us hang in there when life gets tough, by creating a greater longing for our heavenly home, then it's a good thing. So here are my thoughts of what true followers of Jesus Christ will be doing and experiencing in heaven. No more sinning. Hallelujah! Uninterrupted and unhindered fellowship with our Lord and Savior. No longer will our sin or the physical realm prevent sweet communion with our holy God. No more need for forgiveness. Since we will no longer sin, there'll be no need to ask for or give forgiveness. We'll be worshiping and serving God with other believers, fellowshipping with other believers, and we'll have unlimited time to build relationships. Of these, we can be certain. What follows next is my sanctified imagination of what we'll be doing. We'll be conversing in depth with others. I think a lot of our bliss in heaven will be finding out all the details of biblical stories not recorded in Scripture. Won't it be a blast to talk with Abraham, Moses, Daniel, and Peter, to ask them what they were thinking, feeling, and what kept them going, to ask Paul to describe his Damascus Road experience. They consider how interesting it'll be to hear comprehensive testimonies of past and present spiritual giants like Spurgeon, D.L. Moody, C.S. Lewis, Nancy DeMoss Wolgamuth, Michael Youssef, and countless others. We'll be reliving biblical stories. Wouldn't it be great to watch replays of biblical or historical events like the parting of the Red Sea? Even better, to actually be there and experience it. To feel the wind, taste the salt air, see the two walls of water rise up, and walk across the now dry sea floor. We'll be discovering how all the puzzle pieces of God's beautiful big picture fit together. Right now, by faith, we can know that God is working out all things together for good. But in heaven, I believe God will show us how He orchestrated all the minute details to make the most beautiful masterpiece with our joined lives. How He used the good, the bad, and the ugly for His glory and our good. He'll show us how our obedience impacted the lives of others for His kingdom, how giving to a missionary led thousands to Christ, how praying fervently for a wayward grandson resulted in multitudes knowing and growing in Christ when he became a pastor long after you died. We'll be recounting God's faithfulness. We'll be sitting on the heavenly shore, reminiscing with a friend about those times when we were so dismayed and how God stepped in and did the impossible. Then we'll burst into singing, "Great is thy faithfulness." We're going to be laughing and crying tears of joy and wonder why we ever doubted our faithful God. And we'll be experiencing unbelievable adventures and enjoying life to its fullest. We'll be able to visit all the places on earth to which we've always wanted to go, do the things our bodies won't allow us to do now, fulfill a lifelong dream, maybe even venture out into space. That's for you astronomy nuts. We will have indestructible glorified bodies and no fear. And of course, God will be with us every single minute, and we will always be aware of His presence. So, my friends, the next time you feel disheartened with life's difficulties, let your imagination, guided by the Holy Spirit, run wild about your future heavenly home. It will be a real and tangible place, not just one in your imagination. As it says in Hebrews 11:16, instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. I'd love to hear who you would like to talk to in heaven. What would you ask them? What stories do you especially want the details of? Let us imagine together. Please put your thoughts in the comments section. Now go and ponder what heaven will be like.